you know, is profiling judgmentalism. I don't think it is. And I'm not talking about profiling a race. I'm talking about profiling body language, words, habits, patterns, concepts, beliefs, ideas. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Comparing words with scripture. If they speak contrary to the word, there's no light in them. You know, I've been accused of profiling in many times in the past, but all you have to do is look at the patterns everywhere, and if there's patterns everywhere, there's a pattern in a human. Just to be honest with you, every human has a pattern. That's hard to see your own. We all have blind spots. It's hard to see your own pattern, I admit that. But if you pray, God, test me, try me, see if there's any way in me that's not right, he'll do it, you know. God has to reveal to you really slowly stuff you need to work on, because if you saw your sin as bad as your sin is, you'd probably jump off a bridge. Deep down in your heart, if you have murder or hatred or anger, so I got interrupted on this message. Let me scroll back and see if it was the phone call was recorded. So yeah, everybody has a pattern, and I'm not going to talk about. I know what the patterns are. If you watch somebody who smokes, they all have the same pattern. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what it is because it'd make you mad. Somebody who drinks have a pattern. Somebody that's got tattoos, there's a pattern. I mean, it's a pattern. I mean, I don't, if you think you're outside the pattern, God has a creation based on patterns. If you think you're outside a pattern, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. The unsaved have a pattern. They're spiraling downward. They're vampires. The unsaved are vampires. They're always looking for somebody to vampire off of, and actually somebody to worship. Because they don't worship God, and it's built into a human to worship. And so you're either going to worship God, or you're going to worship money, you're going to worship yourself, a human, your abilities. You're going to worship something. I don't care who it is. So you're either going to worship God, or worship the creation, something inside the creation. So the unsaved have a pattern. And then there's sub-patterns within sub-patterns. So if you really talk to somebody long enough, you can tell what they believe. Pentecostals have a pattern. The Pentecostals have a pattern. If somebody's a staunch Pentecostal, I'm going to tell you, they're one of their biggest patterns. They'll say, you can lose your salvation, every single one of them. And you'll say, well, can you lose yours? And they'll say, no, I live a holy life. I don't do any wrong. And you say, well, 1 John says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, truth's not in us. And they'll take the verse out of context. So all Pentecostals, if they're serious Pentecostal, they take verses out of context, and they believe you can lose your salvation, but they can't lose theirs. Hypocrisy to the hilt. All independent Baptists have a pattern. They are legalists. I'm sorry. They're legalists. They don't even know what legalism is, to be honest with you. All Methodists. I'm talking about the staunch. I'm not talking about somebody that goes and is, but I'm talking about the ones who have joined up and supported and promoted. All the Methodists have a pattern. They follow traditions. Men have a pattern. Women have a pattern. Children have a pattern. Different ages have a pattern. Somebody who's 20 has a different pattern than somebody who's 30. Somebody who's 40. A good example, I was talking to somebody about 10 years ago. She was complaining about, she was up and down, her emotions were up. I said, well, when you really don't know, women really don't know who they are until they hit 40 to 42. She says, what do you mean? I said, I had a private investigator tell me that one time. Some women from 38 to 42, they start trying to figure out who they are because they spilled all their identity in their kids and their husband and their family. They were trying to please. And I'm not saying this is true for every woman, but I'm saying the overarching pattern. And there's an overarching pattern for men that go in their midlife crisis when they hit a certain age. Not all men, but I'm saying most. There's an overarching pattern. And if you think you can escape it, you are deceiving yourself. This is why the older people, like people who are 60, 70, 80, they listen to you and they already know what you're going to do before you do it because they watched it a thousand, especially if you work in an industry, a service industry, and you're around people. Like if you do apartment maintenance and you're in people's houses, people who worship idols, you'll go into their house and they'll have these elephants. They have a pattern. You go into somebody's house and have this picture. You go into a house and they got a picture of Jesus, a white Jesus on the wall. A picture of Jesus, white, a white man. A white Jesus. Now this is probably controversial, but seriously, they got a pattern. They usually don't know any Bible. You could talk to them and try to pull some Bible. They don't know the Bible. They can't rightly divide it. But they got Jesus on the wall, and it's a white Jesus with blonde hair and blue eyes. Seriously. It's not a Mediterranean Jewish Jesus. It's a white Jesus with blonde hair. He don't have black hair. He's got blonde hair. It blows your mind. I make no graven images. I can't say what he looked like. Revelation chapter 1 gives you the glorified Jesus. That's all you need. If you want to see a picture of Jesus, read Revelation chapter 1. And a lot of people have baby Jesus on the wall. They're still living. They're drinking milk. They got baby Jesus. Usually, the people that put up the most decorations, they don't know their Bible. They don't know the old. They don't know their Bible. I promise you. All these decorations. Certain people have to have their clothes ironed. They have to have their clothes perfect. I mean, the seam, their pants have a seam down. They have to be perfect. They have a pattern. The yuppies have a pattern. The legalists have a pattern. Jezebel has a pattern. Jezebel has a pattern. And she thinks she's smarter than you. All the witches have a pattern. All the gematria people have a pattern. All the Gnostic people have a pattern. They all have patterns, and they think they don't. That's what blows your mind. It blows your ever-living mind. And it's like, I already know what you're going to say before you say it. And sure enough, they say it. They try to indoctrinate you into their junk. Managers have a pattern. Wives have a pattern. Husbands have a pattern. Nosy neighbors have a pattern. People who go out and stand on their front porch and smoke a cigarette, they have a pattern. Every single one of them. They'll go out on the front porch watching their neighbors. They have a pattern. If I told you what it was, it'd probably make you mad if you smoke. I'm not here to make you mad. I'm here to enlighten you that you're not going to escape. When you go to the Bema seat if you're saved, or if you go to the great white throne judgment when you're saved, God can look at your face. He knows by the patterns in your body. He knows by the pattern in your eyes, your mouth, your body's a clay vessel. He knows everything. And this is why the holographic truth upsets people, because you approach source code and you already know everything before they even say it. And it's wild. housekeepers have a pattern. The bad ones have a pattern, and the good ones have a pattern. Engineers have a pattern. I've worked with them. People that work with Bell South had a pattern. People that work with AT&T have a pattern. People who are sold out to the corporations have a pattern. They love the corporation system. They have a pattern. Investors have a pattern. It forces you into a pattern. When you invest, it forces you to think like other investors. It forces a pattern. And when you see everybody doing the same pattern in the stock market, it kind of blows your mind at first. And you think, why is everybody following the high of the pattern? Because it forces you. Cities have a pattern. MK Ultra Mind Control has a pattern. The MK Ultra Mind Control is the same pattern as a narcissist. They are chronically trying to destroy your foundation. And they're trying to proxy war you and to get you to obsess. Gang stalkers have a pattern. They don't really exist until you pay attention. Let me say that again. Gang stalkers only exist when you pay attention to them. Now, there's times you're persecuted. The saints are always being persecuted, right? But the Bible says God will always make a way of escape. There's always a solution. There's always an answer. I was trying to figure out a really easy way to build a foundation for a couple of floor trusses. Like put a foundation in the middle of the truss just to make it more steady. And I found a really easy way to do it, but it's like an invention, really. But even building a trust system has a pattern. And if you find a simpler way, an easier way, a faster way, everybody's going to follow your pattern. If you get it out there, you know. If you put it out there, they'll follow it. If it's cheaper, faster, easier, less expensive, they'll follow that pattern. If you share your knowledge. The universe works in a pattern, and you couldn't exist without patterns. So when I say profile, I'm not talking about racial profile. I'm talking about patterns, body language, words, actions, dress, connotations, language, the way they use words, if they have a dependency. If their mind is racing, if your mind is racing, what does that mean? You don't have any peace. Why don't you have peace? Why aren't you content? You're not in the now. You're not living in the now. Jesus said, be content in all things. If you got water, food, shelter, clothing, you got everything you need. Shelter and clothing, because water's everywhere. Food is everywhere. If you have to, you just go out in the backyard and eat leaves and grass if you need to. Tree bark. You can eat inner tree bark if you need to. Lazy people have a pattern. Procrastinators have a pattern. Not judging anybody, just a fact. Doctors do this all the time. Overweight people have fatty liver. They have fatty liver. They're going to have fatty liver disease. It's going to kill them. Doctors know it. Squirrels have a pattern. Cats have a pattern. Dogs have a pattern. Cows have a pattern. Goats have a pattern. Sheep have a pattern. Everything follows a pattern. And so the human has a pattern. People who are addicted to something, they have a pattern. And it's an identity issue. They don't know who they are in Christ. They're not content. They're not whole. If you have an addiction that you can't break, it means you're not whole. Now, that shouldn't make you mad. That should make you pray. Is he telling me the truth? I have an addiction, so that means I'm not whole inside, in my inner man. If he's telling me the truth, he's my best friend. If books is telling me that if I have an addiction, that I'm not whole in my inner man, then he's my best friend because he's telling me the truth. Because addiction tells you that you're putting something out there as your so-called savior. Quote unquote. That alcohol is your savior. I've heard them say, I gotta smoke marijuana to calm my nerves. When I went cold turkey on sugar, people said, no way. I did it. 9 months later, they don't say no way. What I found out, the sugar addiction was probably worse than any kind of drug. I never took cocaine or anything, but it was probably worse than that. And you tell most people, cut sugar out, and they say, first thing they say is, because I thought it, I didn't say it. When I first, I thought sugar's everywhere, isn't it? But when you find out sugar's not everywhere, when you really focus on what you eat and what you're going to do, you find out sugar's not everywhere. It's the lie that people want you to believe so that you keep eating sugar. Liver don't have sugar. Eggs don't have sugar. Olive oil doesn't have sugar. Extra virgin olive oil. MCT powder is sweet, but it don't have sugar. MCT oil. whey protein isolate don't have sugar. It might have 1 gram. Chicken don't have sugar. Turkey don't have sugar. Bacon don't have sugar. Salads might turn into sugar as carbs, but not much. I'm your best friend right now. I'm getting ready to tell you something, and I'm your best friend to tell you, because nobody else is going to tell you. If you're overweight, you have fatty liver disease. And if you don't fix it, it's going to mess you up. You're not going to escape it. You're not smarter than the doctors. You're not different than anybody else. If you're overweight, 90% chance you got fatty liver, fatty organs, pancreas. You're going to have a problem with your skin, your feet, your elbows, gout, your ankles, your wrist, your heart. If you cut out sugar and you do fasting, you'll lose so much weight and so fast it'll blow your mind. And you follow our regimen for a while, you'll be able to figure it out. You'll figure out. You get you a scale. You follow our regimen. You pay attention for 9 months. You'll figure out what causes you to gain weight and what causes you to lose weight. Your best friend's going to tell you the truth. Your enemy's going to flatter you and tell you what you want to hear. The wounds of a friend versus the flattery of an enemy. The pain that a friend speaks up tells you something you need to hear versus your enemy that tells you what you want to hear. Notice how God tells you what you need to hear, and he never tells you what you want to hear. Because what you want to hear is contrary to reality 90% of the time. I wanted an easy answer. I said, Lord, what is going on? It looks like the devil's winning, but I know he's not. Because I had studied 666 for 5 years. I couldn't see the blood of his cross and everything like I can now. But he said, it is right in front of you. He didn't make it easy for me. He made me dig. And so after that, I spent 7 years every day. I gave up everything because I wanted to know what's going on. And after, it's been about, that was 2012. February of 2012. It's been 10 years and a few months, and I promise you, this is a pocket universe, it's a projection, and every moment is the cross, and everything preaches Jesus, and you're in the flesh mind, you're born in the flesh mind, which is an AI machine man, and you're being turned, because God is trying to move you away from being an AI program into a born again, alive spiritual being. But as long as you're in the AI flesh mind, you're going to be controlled by the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And you might even be saved, but you're still letting the system dictate what you think about. He says, be fruitful and multiply, and you reap what you sow. As a man thinks, so is he. So everything out in front of you reflects back what's in your inner man. And so when Oprah Winfrey says, oh, I'm going to write a book about The Secret. Did she give Jesus the glory? No. Did she say you're a spiritual farmer or you're God? You know? I never read the book, but you, just like a farmer can plant a watermelon seed, he gets watermelon back. You learned how it worked. Doesn't mean you're God. So if you plant spiritual seeds and you have a harvest and it reflects back in Mother Earth, does that mean you're God? No, you're just a farmer. And so The Secret, the book The Secret, and all these gurus, they want you to think you're God. And you're not God. You're sons of God, daughters of God, but you're not God. But you can learn how God's program works, and you can step into it, and you can have a blessing. You're under attack. You're under attack. There's a war for your soul, your will, your emotion, your intellect. Everything about you, you're under attack. And if you're losing the battle, it's not God's fault. It's your fault. Why aren't you winning? The devil's a defeated foe. The reason you're not winning is you don't put up boundaries. And you don't pay attention to your inner person. I'm not saying there's not struggles, but you learn to overcome. And sometimes you get knocked back. You take 3 steps forward and get knocked back too. That's okay. You keep getting back up. A righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. The righteous woman will fall 7 times, but she gets back up. Why are you still down? Get up. Why you still got a habit that you can't kick? Because you believe in a lie. You can break any habit. Well, I can't. That's a lie. Why'd you say that? You just lied to yourself. Pay attention to your inner voice. I can't find a job. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I can't stop smoking. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I can't stop drinking. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I can't stop eating sugar. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I can't stop being negative. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Where did those lies come from? Why are they in your mind? Who brainwashed you to believe those lies? Go get you a rake and go out in the yard and start raking. And while you're there, no music, no TV, and pay attention to your thoughts as you're raking. If you're in an apartment, walk around the block. Get you a 10-speed bicycle from Walmart and ride it. Get out of the box and touch the earth. Touch the ground. Touch the tree. I didn't say hug a tree. Touch something that's not inside the box. They want you in a box. And they're making the box smaller and smaller and smaller. There's nothing on TikTok that you need. There's nothing on, what is those other ones? There's nothing online that you need, really. Unless it's somebody giving you the truth, a doctor or something. But all those foolish, they're just distractions to take you off your calling. It's all distractions. Unless it's a preacher, or unless it's a self-help, or learning a trade, or learning something new. to benefit others and yourself. It's just, I mean, it's a waste of time. It really is a waste of time. You could be doing something. Get out in the yard and do something. Sell something on OfferUp on eBay. Do something. Create a little miniature business. Make your hobby into a business. And you're not trying to get rich. You're just trying to create a flow. Do something. I already know what they brainwashed you to stay in a box. I already know. It's a fractal. I already know. They want your kids on the video games. They want you to be in virtual reality, those headsets. Get out of the box and go back to the old paths. And when you go back to the old paths, you'll say, I don't need those bad habits. Because the reason they want you in the box is because they can infiltrate your thoughts with words and images that you shouldn't even be thinking or seeing. They want you. Bill Gates is your enemy. Yeah, the computer is a tool. But if the computer moves from being a tool to being your addiction or being your comfort, it's no longer a tool. It's an idol. For real. Not even joking. If the computer or the phone becomes an idol instead of just a tool, you've lost your direction. Build you a picnic table. Build something. If you're a computer programmer, that's fine. Learn how to build a computer program. But in your mind, don't make it an idol. The simple life is where it's at. And they try to make it complicated when it's really not complicated. You eat, you sleep, you go to work, you pay your bills, you eat, you sleep, you repeat. You might go on a vacation, you might take some time off, you might learn a trick or a trade or something, you might learn how to do something new. It's the same thing going on as it was 4,000 years ago, but everybody tries to make it. See, when you become more dependent on technology, the more they take away your power. Technology is supposed to set us free. Why didn't it? Because it's a man-made thing. You're not going to be free with a man-made situation. You can only be free spiritually. But you can stay free as long as you don't fall into the trap. And you actually probably need an accountability partner. Everybody needs an accountability partner. That's why I like working a job, because when I go to a job, I'm held accountable to other people, and it pushes you higher. And I'm not just preaching to people. I'm talking from experience. You can get in these mindsets, these train of thoughts, and you can't get out of it unless somebody knocks you out of it. Just like me. Eating sugar my whole life, cheeseburgers and Cokes, 5 Cokes a day, Coca-Cola. And I thought I was cool about, you know, I don't mean cool in the way you think it means, but I thought I was fine, but I wasn't.
And I went to the doctor, and she said, you got to make a change. And as soon as I left, I did an 18-hour fast, 2 days in a row. And I started learning everything I could to be my own doctor. Now, I can be my own doctor. Now, if I get sick or something, I'll go to the doctor. But my point is, I know how to avoid getting sick by what I eat and what I know about some, like I've been getting, working out in the yard, and I got some poison ivy, but there's ways to cure it. Diatomaceous earth, and some other stuff you can put on your skin to dry it all up before it spreads. Just like that TV show, he says, cut off the TV. He says, open your window and just scream. I'm not going to take it no more. I'm not going to take it anymore. He says, cut the TV off. Go to your guru. Go to your preacher. Go to your God. Go to your something. But cut the TV off and the media off and the noise off and figure it out. Because you're being brainwashed by the system every moment of every day. They want you addicted to these apps. It's ridiculous. It's insane.